If you want to see the carbon cycle at work, go to the middle of an empty cornfield. I'm walking over chopped up stalks and corn husks with Andy Suker, a micrometeorologist from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. This field looks about like any other this time of year, brown and bare, until we come to a weather tower covered with scientific instruments, buzzing sensors, spinning anemometers.
We have a carbon dioxide and water vapor sensor, and it's continuously measuring CO2 concentration, water vapor concentration.
This research station in eastern Nebraska measures the movement of carbon dioxide 10 times a second, 24/7, for the last 15 years. You might look at a windblown cornfield in the dead of winter and think nothing is happening, but Suker knows otherwise.
The ecosystem during the non-growing season period is, in a sense, it's exhaling carbon dioxide.
Over the winter, corn stalks and roots break down, sending CO2 into the air. Then in the summer, when a new crop is growing here,
then there's a net uptake of carbon dioxide, so that's like you're breathing in. So there's this constant breathing in, taking up carbon dioxide, and breathing out, releasing carbon dioxide.
That's the carbon cycle, and it's different than fossil fuel emissions. This is a give and take, CO2 constantly shifting between plants and the air. And about 20 years ago, scientists realized the peaks and valleys of the carbon cycle are reaching higher and lower levels. Joshua Gray studies the carbon cycle at Boston University.
The depth of that breath has gotten bigger. So the CO2 concentrations go down a little bit more in the summer than they used to, and they go up a little bit more in the winter than they used to.
50% more in the northern hemisphere. Most of the increase is due to a longer growing season brought on by a warming climate. But in a recent article in the journal Nature, Gray and his colleagues uncovered another human impact on the carbon cycle, farming. Gray says scientists overlooked farming before. It only covers 6% of the land in the area he studied, but he found it accounts for a quarter of the increase to the carbon cycle.
You know, it's surprising and not surprising all at the same time. It's a bit of a head slapper. It's surprising to get the result, and then you say, oh, well, of course. Well, we have three times as much corn as we did 50 years ago. Of course, this is going on.
Farming has made huge strides in northern China and the U.S. Corn Belt. Better equipment, better crop hybrids and weed control, more irrigation and fertilizer. The fact that farming feeds the carbon cycle does not mean it's making climate change worse. But when it comes to reversing climate change, Gray says growing wheat or corn does less to sequester carbon than growing, say, a forest or grassland.
We're not gaining more long-term carbon in the soil or anything like that by growing more corn like we might with growing more oak trees.
But what if carbon-hungry corn plants did store CO2 underground? The Department of Agriculture, along with conservation groups, have been trying to develop methods of carbon farming, ways to use agriculture to remove carbon pollution from the air. It's challenging. Scientists disagree on how to measure the impact of different farming techniques. Plus, Gray says crops weren't designed for storing carbon.
Crop breeding has tried to say, if you take a kilogram of carbon out of the air, I want as much of that kilogram to go into the thing that I want to eat as possible. Now, this is at odds with sequestering carbon in the soil, where you would want to put as much carbon as possible in the roots.
Still, there is great potential. Back at the weather station, Andy Suker explains that corn, the region's top crop, is a world-class carbon consumer.
And in fact, for a corn crop, when it's taking up peak amount of carbon dioxide, it will take up as much CO2 as an Amazon forest.
As research continues, scientists want to find a way to leverage that skill and take more carbon from the atmosphere and put it under the Corn Belt. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.